This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So continuing with the theme Lisa brought up there, the labor force and training, a passage in the Federal Reserve's beige book that came out yesterday is on point. The St. Louis Fed said investment in technical training has increased in its district. Community colleges are partnering with businesses and buying high-end equipment to better prepare workers for the changing economy. Vocational training like that hasn't always gotten the attention or, honestly, the money that traditional four-year colleges have. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, in this tight labor market, that does seem to be changing.
Hospitals in West Tennessee need more registered nurses, EMTs, and surgical technicians.
Those are the people who essentially are the surgeon's right hand in the operating room.
That's Scott Cook, who hospitals are turning to train these workers. He's president of Dyersburg State Community College, which, by the way, is located in Tennessee in the St. Louis Fed's district. Cook expects more state funding, so he can hire additional healthcare faculty.
The more personnel we have, the better we can serve our students, the better we can serve our community.
And there has been more state funding overall for technical and community colleges, says Charlotte Cahill with the nonprofit Jobs for the Future.
Because of the perception that they were best positioned to support students through some of the labor market shocks that we were seeing during the pandemic.
But it can be hard for employers and schools to get on the same page about what skills a worker needs. Yeah, an EMT needs to know how to take blood pressure. But in a field like information technology, it's not as clear.
The sector is changing so quickly that very often credentials aren't fully keeping up with employers' hiring needs.
Still, it's nice that career and technical education, or CTE, is getting more attention. Nicole Smith is with Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce.
There was a point in time where CTE was actually almost a bad word. They saw career and technical education as a place for the others.
Now it's a place for everyone. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.